Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Friday, 30th of October, and here are the top things to know before market opens. Indian benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, are likely to open on a flat note today, tracking cues from GIFT Nifty, which is trading around 24,400 odd levels. In the previous session, the Indian benchmark indices extended the gains on second straight session, with Nifty closing above 24,450, which was supported by realty and financial stocks. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take a support at 24,233 levels, with immediate resistance placed at 24,495 levels. Today is also the Nifty monthly expiry day, and it will be critical to watch out how the market moves. Now let's take a quick look at how the global markets have fared. The Nasdaq Composite scored a record closing high overnight, while the Dow Jones fell in trade. This came as investors digested a host of corporate earnings and awaited Google parent Alphabet's result that came after market close. The dollar hovered at close to 3-month peak in a big week for macroeconomic data that could reveal the path for US monetary policy. Meanwhile, Asian markets, they mostly climbed this morning, tracking gains on Wall Street as investors looked toward a slate of mega-cap technology earnings to keep propelling the Nasdaq Composite. On the commodities front, oil prices stabilized this morning as industry data showed a surprise drop in US crude and gasoline inventories, following two previous sessions of losses on the prospect of hostilities easing in the Middle East. Besides that, gold reached a record high in early trading session this morning as traders digested the latest US economic data and weighed on potential market disruption ahead of the looming presidential election. Shifting focus to stocks to watch out in today's trading session. First up is NTPC after the company's 33 megawatt capacity at NTPC Green's Bikaner project is to be commercially operationalized effective tomorrow. Second up, shares of Shriram Properties will be in focus after the company signed a joint development agreement for a 6-acre land parcel in Pune. The project has a revenue potential of around 700 to 750 crore rupees. Third, shares of Voltas will be in focus after the revenue rose by 14% year-on-year to 2,619 crore rupees, whereas net profit more than tripled at 133 crore rupees in the second quarter. Fourthly, shares of Marico will be in focus after revenue rose moderately by 7.5% year-on-year, whereas net profit rose by 20% year-on-year in the second quarter. And finally, shares of Maruti Suzuki India will be in focus after it reported a 17% decline in standalone net profit for the September quarter, whereas revenue from operations during the quarter reflected a marginal increase of 0.3% year-on-year. Today, L&T, Tata Power, New India Assurance, Aditya Birla Capital, PNG Health and Hygiene, Biocon, Dabur India, among others, will be reporting their September quarter results today. So do watch out for these names in today's trading session as well. Now coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Divam Sharma of Green Portfolio talking about what pockets of opportunity are emerging in the Indian markets. Let's listen in.
At the moment, markets look fairly valued, although there has been a good correction in the markets over the last few weeks. Despite that, some of the stocks still look expensive. Although a lot of pockets of opportunities have evolved over the last few days, this is definitely an opportunity to park in money. We are in a bull market, and in these markets you get opportunities of flash crash, and this is one such opportunity which is going to be rewarded for the investors who take a plunge at the moment. Definitely, we feel that this is a pocket of opportunity and a time of opportunity for the markets. FIIs have been selling, but we believe that FIIs are going to return to the markets, to the Indian markets, starting next calendar year. The domestic institutions are giving a very good support to the markets, and this is really positive. Earnings have been muted. IT and auto has not done that well. Banks have also reported single digit earnings. Earnings growth, and we believe that certain sectors like auto and auto components post a recent correction look very attractive. We also believe that India manufacturing story and infrastructure story is going to attract additional capital, and in fact electronics manufacturing is also looking very attractive at the moment. So it's a good period to stagger the investments and allocate, and investors should not completely shy away from the markets. It should be used as an opportunity, and even if there is further correction, should be used as an opportunity to allocate capital for a 1 year kind of a time horizon.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you, have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.